It's The Takeaway. Good morning. I'm Todd Zwillick in this morning for John Hockenberry. Frank Luntz is a longtime Republican operative and advisor who is a master of political message. In his latest book, What Americans Really Want, Really, Frank Luntz asks what ordinary Americans want, not from their government in this case, but from life. Frank Luntz joins us now. Welcome, Frank. How are you?
I got to tell you, I spent, even though it took me only about 9 months to write this book, I've been writing it really for 15 years.
In all your focus groups and your polling that you've done, well, one of the things that you found here now seems painfully obvious given the last few months of political debate that we have. Americans are angry, you found, about a lot of things in political life, maybe things outside of political life too. Not exactly a hospitable environment for a calm, soft-spoken conciliator like Barack Obama tries to be.
Well, I'll give listeners three statistics from the book that I think are most telling. 72% of Americans are, and I quote, mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore, unquote. 57% believe that their children will inherit a worse America than they did. And only 34% believe, one-third, believe that their children will have a better quality of life than them. That essence of lack of intergenerational improvement is at the core of this anger, this hostility, and really deep anxiety about the future.
So does this point up sort of the soil where all of the anger of the last couple of months of debate, things like death panels, things like accusations of Nazism and really angry recriminations from both sides, frankly, but especially in this case from the minority side, is this sort of the soil where all of this is germinating?
Well, what's interesting is that whether you are liberal or conservative, you're still angry.
Huh.
Whether you are liberal or conservative, you're still afraid for the future. We ask questions about what the most important institutions were in America, and the schools come up number one among everybody, and yet we all think that our schools are failing our kids. We ask questions about the American dream. It came in as the fourth highest priority, with the good life actually beating it, and that's because so many people have lost faith in the American dream. It's listening to so many people, you get a very different reaction to what America is all about in this book than you do if you were just watching television.
So, but listening to you, Frank Luntz, and listening to your data, it should then come as no surprise, if your data are to be believed, that the debate this summer and going into the fall has taken on the tone that it has. We shouldn't be surprised that Joe Wilson decided to yell. We shouldn't be surprised about angry recriminations of Republicans and Democrats this summer. They seem to know what the people want to hear. They're mad as hell.
And you see that articulation at the town hall meetings. And it's a disappointment to me because I always thought that we should engage in these political public exchanges in a civil and in a quieter way. Disagree without being disagreeable.
Well, can we still have those? I mean, we are a nation. Voters are a nation of adults. Even though they're mad as hell, they should still be able to do it in a civil way. That seems to have been cast by the wayside.
And by the way, it's not just about politics. There's a chapter in the book about employment, how not to get fired. There's a chapter in the book about how to raise our kids, to keep them off drugs. And in fact, I don't know if you're a parent, but of all the things I wrote in this book, the six specific actions you can take to keep your kids off drugs and alcohol, to me, is the most important. There's a chapter on retirement because our expectations and our beliefs about what's going to happen 20, 30, 40 years from now have completely changed.
All right. Frank Luntz has advice not just on political messaging but on keeping kids off drugs and on how to keep, well, hopefully people more optimistic. He says Americans are mad as hell. Frank Luntz, GOP advisor, thanks for joining us.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.